Good morning, Fort McMurray, with Buffalo and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Mac City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre, and we're going to start today's episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
How's it going, you guys? It's Jake White, JJW, coming at you from Norrell Toyota in Fort McMurray. Just wanted to say hi and come on down, check the place out.
Hi, my name's Richard. I'm the service manager here at Norrell Toyota.
Hi there, I'm Adam. I'm here at Norrell Toyota. I'm a product advisor.
Hi, I'm Cass. I'm the appointment coordinator. Happy to help you.
Hey, it's Keith Simpson here. I'm the general manager of Norrell Toyota, soon to be Fort McMurray Toyota. Pretty excited for our new dealership. As you've seen, you met all my staff. These guys are all my family. We're here to take care of you. Come on down and be part of our family.
And we are back. Big shout out to Norrell Toyota, our title sponsor for today's episode. We really do appreciate your ongoing support. As everybody at home knows, I don't introduce my guests because they can do a better job of that than myself. So can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
Hi, my name is Sydney Berry, and I'm a head leader with Santa's Anonymous here at Father Merck.
Okay, so we're back again filming for Santa's Anonymous. We talked to you last time. You're a sports player.
Yes.
How are the sports going for you?
I'm in the off season right now, so okay. It's just kind of calmness and working.
Yeah?
Yep.
And so how did baseball season go for you? Because you were like one of the only girls before.
Yep.
And is that still the case? Are more girls joining? Are you still just like doing you?
For my home team, so for my Fort Mac team, it's just me with the boys. But okay. I went to Nova Scotia this year with an all-girls team.
Cool.
And we got bronze medal at nationals. So
nice.
It was really good.
So what does that mean? Like the team was from Alberta?
Yeah, it was an all-Alberta team. And then we play against teams from all over other provinces. So BC, Manitoba, Quebec.
How did you line that up?
I've played with Team Alberta for 3-4 years, so you just go and you try out for the team, and then you make it, and then you go play.
Team Alberta, okay. And so what did you rank, sorry, in the game?
Third. We got third out of nine, maybe,
okay.
Nine teams.
What is that like, preparing for a big game like that, like the night before?
Oh, we were in the semifinals game right before,
yeah.
And then we lost,
yeah.
And then my coach told me I was pitching in that game.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So it was a little stressful.
Yeah.
But when you have, like, you're with a bunch of other girls that love the same game as you and you're really close with them,
right.
Everyone helps you get through the emotions.
Okay.
So everyone was there with me to get through how I was like, oh my goodness, wow.
Yeah.
And then we all went together and we were like, hey, we're going to win this. We're going to come home with a medal. And
yeah.
Then we came home with a medal.
That's awesome. So, like, do you have any rituals that you do, like, the day or morning before? Are you, like, superstitious about that kind of stuff?
I put the socks, like, my socks.
Yeah.
It's always the right sock and then the left sock.
Left sock.
That's okay. Always what it is.
Okay.
I always make sure I put the right sock on and then the left sock
yeah.
on.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, pretty much
then
it.
Then you're good to go.
And then, yeah.
Okay. Now, the second question is, when you're playing a sport, what does it sound like for you when you're in the game? Are you hearing, like, the audience? Are you hearing your coach? Like, what does it sound like?
It's quiet.
Okay.
I can't hear anything.
You can't hear anything.
The only thing I can hear is my teammates and then sometimes my coach. If I, like, sometimes I'll get the odd, like, people from the stands.
Yeah.
But other than that, it's just me in the game.
Yeah.
I zone everything out.
It's wild, right?
I don't care about anything else except the game, my teammates, and my coaches.
Yeah. I was thinking about that a few days ago, like, when I used to play basketball. And, like, it used to be loud.
Yeah.
But, like, the hearing and, like, if I was in a gym right now and you and I were talking, I'd be struggling.
Exactly. You'd hear everything.
You'd hear everything. But for some reason, when you're in a sport and you're playing, yeah. like, I literally could hear my coach from all the way on the other side.
Yeah.
And I'm here. Like, that's incredible how your sound changes when you
yeah.
play sports.
It's crazy. I don't even know how to explain
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Wild. I have a question for you.
Yes.
Why are you still doing Santa's Anonymous stuff?
I love Santa's Anonymous. Ever since yeah. I came to Merck, I knew helping out with Santa's Anonymous. My dad was a head leader when mm-hmm. he went here too.
Yeah.
So I thought I might as well carry on the legacy.
That's right.
And I love helping people when they aren't able to have a Christmas, they aren't able to afford stuff. I love being able to help them so that they can experience the joy and laughter and everything that I get to experience.
That's nice. That's nice. So the position you have this year is what?
I'm a head leader this year.
And so what does that mean?
So I basically help run everything. There's 7 other head leaders with me who mm-hmm. you'll get to talk to too.
Yeah.
And we go to all of our events. We make sure everything's running smoothly. We'll go and we'll fundraise for everything. And we just, if anyone ever has questions for us, they usually come to us.
Okay, cool. That's a big responsibility.
Yeah.
And so what grade are you in again?
I'm grade 12 this year.
So this is the last year then?
It's my last year.
Okay, what's happening after grade 12?
Hopefully softball in college.
Okay.
Yeah.
So do you have any like feelers out there, or do you think you might go somewhere? Like what's the thought process?
Debating going to SAIT.
Okay.
Yeah.
SAIT's in Calgary?
Yes.
Nate's in Edmonton. Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know, my buddy played on like a college team for soccer. I forget that these colleges have like legitimate good teams too, right?
Yeah, there's definitely, with SAIT, there's also like in Northern Alberta, there's like 7 other schools that they play against.
Right.
So, and it's like super high competitive, so.
Yeah.
Pretty exciting.
So you're playing baseball, you're going to do it after college.
Yeah.
Like, is this a field, because you got a passion for it, that you're going to try to stay in the baseball realms somehow?
Definitely. After college and everything, mm-hmm. I want to come back here, and I want to help give back to the baseball community.
Yeah.
Like, how I was coached by these amazing coaches, I want to be able to do that for kids younger than me.
Yeah.
Especially being a female, playing, mm-hmm. like, a boys' sport.
Yeah.
I want to be able to come back and show these girls that you can do this. You can play with boys, being
That's
a
right.
girl. Like, it's not a boys' sport. Like,
That's right.
you can do anything.
That's right. So, could you potentially try out for, like, the Olympics team or something?
I don't know about probably it's super rare for girls to be in, like, I don't think a girl has been in the MLB or anything.
Right.
But, like, I think it's super rare for, like, the really high performance baseball for girls to make the team.
Because
boys are, they're already built.
That's right.
Girls got to kind of work for it.
That's right.
But
yeah, that's fair enough.
You never know.
Wild, though. It's wild what you're doing. Like, you blew my mind last time we were here, too. Because I remember, like, I'm looking back at the video in my head, and I remember you being like, I beat the boys too sometimes, and I'm like, really? And you're like, often. Like, that's a phenomenal thing for you to have that confidence to just like go out there and be like, I'm here to win.
It definitely helps when even the guys on my team, mm-hmm. they support me.
Right.
They're not against me. It's like, wow, these guys are supporting me as an only female.
That's
so
right.
When
that's
you have
right.
friends that have your back, it definitely helps way more.
Yeah, no doubt. Now, with your downtime, what are you doing now? What do kids do that are in, like, grade 12? I'm an old man. I don't know.
I have no downtime, so...
Yeah.
But I work, pretty much, but...
Where do you work?
I work for baseball.
What does that mean?
I work... So, there's a program called Winter Ball.
Okay.
So, it's baseball in the winter, and we do it indoors.
Yeah.
So, I help coach little kids.
Okay. So, you're, like, baseball.
Yeah, baseball's my jam.
Tanner plays a baseball video game. What's it called?
It's just The Show.
Yeah. Yeah. See, I'm...
It's the only real baseball.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And they have the monopoly on that game.
Yeah.
Okay. So he plays this game, and I've never really been into baseball before.
Yeah.
But I've been watching it because, like, literally sometimes we're filming this kid's playing that video game. So I'm just like, I'm addicted to his season. It is phenomenal how much behind the scenes stuff is going on in baseball.
Yeah.
It's as not even a fan, as somebody who's watched baseball at home and gone to games, you have no appreciation for what's really taking place on that field.
Most people just think, oh, you hit the ball, you run, and you catch a ball. But it's way more than that. Everyone thinks baseball is such an easy game. They're like, it's the simplest game. I'm like, it's one of the most complicated sports in history.
That's right. And you got to, like, time it out to who's playing when and on what game. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
The one thing that blows my mind is the scouts.
Because,
when I'm a fan watching at home, I'm watching the whole team. I'm like, the Yankees are doing great, or, the Yankees suck.
Yeah.
I'm not, like, looking at the individual player. So you could have, like, the best, like, batter, but have the worst pitcher in a horrible outfield.
Exactly.
And just, so a scout has to literally just watch, like, that one guy. If you're a scout, unbelievable.
I could not. I have to be able to watch everything.
Yeah.
Couldn't focus on one person.
It's wild. Tanner's tapping his watch. That means we're out of time. But listen, before we cut you loose, everybody gets a shameless shout out or plug. So you have the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun.
Shout out to Santa's Anonymous and everybody that has helped us. Thank you very much, and I hope you will help us again this year.
There we go. Awesome. Well, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, the rest of the world, that's been another episode of the Mac City Morning Show. From the bottom of my heart, thank you very much for tuning in. It does mean the world to me. Hope everybody at home is having a great day. We'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
What a deadly old way to end another morning show. Later, boss.
It's so ballistic!
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst. Really?